Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are logging into one of the most vibrant, chaotic, and, well, frankly, fascinating corners of the internet. I'm talking, of course, about Discord.
It really is its own ecosystem, isn't it? I mean, it's not social media like we normally think of it, and it's definitely not just a chat room anymore.
No, it's evolved. Yeah. If you look at their own pitch, it's a place to talk, play, and hang out. It's where streaming feels like you're just on a virtual couch with your friends.
Right.
And you have these massive communities built around gaming, crypto, super niche hobbies. I'm at a sourdough server that gets surprisingly aggressive about hydration percentages.
I believe it. The passion levels on Discord are just, they're unmatched. It's where the super users live.
But, and this is the massive but we have to talk about today. If you've ever tried to run a successful Discord server, you know the dark side. It is exhausting. It's a full-time job that, you know, does not pay overtime.
The burnout is real. We see it with community managers all the time.
It's a hungry beast. The users are there. They're active. They're in the voice channels. And they want stuff. Constant updates, news, entertainment, engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And the second you stop feeding the feed, the community just starts to wither. It gets quiet.
It's the classic trap of the attention economy. You build the audience, and then suddenly you're enslaved by the need to keep them entertained 24/7. And the bar for quality just keeps going up.
So today we are exploring a solution that claims to break that cycle. We're looking at the documentation for something called Auto Content API. And the pitch is aggressive. They aren't calling it a tool or a helper. They call it industrial infrastructure for content creation.
Which is a very deliberate choice of words. Industrial infrastructure. It implies scale, automation, reliability. It's not a toy.
Right. So our mission today is to figure out, is this just marketing fluff? Or can this API actually act as an infinite content engine? Can it turn a Discord server from a place that demands your life essence into, you know, a self-sustaining media hub?
To answer that, I think we have to start with the core problem they identify in the material. They call it content saturation.
Content saturation.
Yep.
Okay. It sounds a bit ominous.
Mm-hmm.
Break that down for us. What does that actually mean?
It's basically an economic idea applied to media. The concept is that platforms like YouTube, TikTok, or in our case, Discord, they have infinite shelf space.
Yeah, okay.
There is literally no limit to how much content can be posted. The servers won't fill up. Users won't run out of scrolling.
But the bottleneck is us, humans.
Exactly. The bottleneck is human production. There are only so many hours in the day. And the source material points out that traditionally, if you wanted to really compete for attention everywhere, you needed a massive operation.
You'd need an editorial team for blogs and text posts.
Right. Then an audio team for podcasts and voiceovers, a video team for your long form stuff, and a whole separate social team just to churn out those little vertical clips.
And for a Discord admin or, you know, a small startup founder, that is completely impossible. You are usually one person.
One person.
Maybe you have a volunteer mod named DarkSlayer99 if you're lucky.
Precisely. And you end up doing four jobs badly instead of one job well. So this is where Auto Content API proposes a fundamental shift. They argue we need to stop thinking about creation and start thinking about transformation.
Transformation versus creation. Okay, that feels like a key distinction. What does that look like in practice?
Well, the premise is that you usually already have the information. You have the raw material. Maybe it's a text file you wrote, a URL to a news story, a PDF report, whatever. The idea is there.
So the intellectual property exists.
Right. The bottleneck isn't the idea. It's the manual labor of converting that single piece of data into a bunch of user-friendly formats. The API is designed to take that single input, let's say a URL, and programmatically turn it into broadcast-ready media, audio, video, text, all at once.
So if I apply this to my hypothetical Discord server, instead of me sitting there typing out a three-paragraph announcement that, let's be honest, nobody reads because it's a wall of text.
You feed the URL of that update into the API.
And then what? It just summarizes it.
Well, let's look at the audio overviews feature first, because this is where it gets really fascinating for Discord.
Because Discord is audio first. That's its whole heritage.
It is. The whole vibe is hop in when you're free, no need to call. It's ambient. Now, Auto Content API markets itself as an enterprise alternative to something like Google's Notebook LM.
Ah, okay. We've talked about Notebook LM, the tool where you upload a document and it makes a little fake podcast about it. That thing was viral for a while.
Correct. But think about the workflow for Notebook LM. It's a consumer tool. You log in, you manually drag a file, you wait, you listen, you download it, then you have to go upload it to Discord.
It's cool, but it's still manual labor. It breaks the flow.
Exactly. Auto Content API automates that entire chain. It offers podcast generation, but because it's an API and application programming interface, it can talk directly to your server code. You set it up once, no more clicking.
Okay, what about the quality? Because nobody wants to listen to a robot reading a script. It kills the vibe. If it sounds like my car's GPS, my users will roast me.
Right. And the documentation highlights something they call multi-speaker dynamics. This is critical. It generates a script for two AI agents, often like a host and an expert, funnily enough, and they banter, they interrupt, they use filler words like, and you know, to sound natural.
So, okay, let's paint a picture. I run a Discord server for, let's say, stock market day traders.
A very content-hungry, high-stress audience.
Yeah, incredibly. They need info now. So instead of me waking up at 4 a.m. to read the Financial Times and type a summary, I could set up a workflow.
Yep, you set up a trigger. Say, when a new report hits this specific RSS feed.
The API ingests a dense 50-page PDF of market analysis or a feed of news articles while I'm asleep. And it turns that into, what, a 10-minute daily market update podcast with two voices? Maybe they're even arguing a little about interest rates?
And crucially, it drops that MP3 file directly into your Discord voice channel or a dedicated announcement thread.
So I wake up, and my community is already listening to a morning show that I produced without lifting a single finger.
That is the industrial infrastructure part. It stops being a creative project you have to personally nurture, and it becomes a data pipeline. You're flooding the zone with high-quality audio that fits perfectly into the Discord culture of listening while you're gaming or working.
Okay, I see the value in a daily update. That's sticky. But Discord moves so much faster than that. If news breaks, the chat is on fire within seconds. If I'm an hour late, I'm ancient history.
And that brings us to a feature called real-time social intelligence. This is what the documentation claims is the game changer for community management.
Is this related to newsjacking? I've heard that term before.
Exactly. Newsjacking is that art of injecting your community into a breaking story to ride the wave of attention. But to do it right, speed is the only thing that matters.
You have to be first. Or at least in that first way.
And this API connects to data feeds from Twitter and Reddit. It's not waiting for you to give it a file. It's actively listening.
So it's monitoring the web for me.
It tracks what they call community pulse and does trend detection. It can see that a specific topic is going viral on a specific subreddit before it even hits mainstream news.
Okay, let's walk through the workflow. Let's say I run a gaming server. A major leak about the next GTA game drops on Reddit.
Okay, step one. The API detects that the keyword GTA 6 leak is spiking on Reddit. It sees the velocity.
Right.
Step two, it triggers a reaction loop, and it doesn't just repost the link. That's what a basic bot does. It uses a deep research agent to verify facts and gather context so you aren't just spreading rumors.
That's smart. That prevents the fake news problem where you look like an idiot for posting a hoax.
Step three, it generates a short audio update, maybe even a video summary explaining the leak. And step four, through a webhook, it posts it to your Discord instantly.
So my community gets a high-quality, researched update on breaking news inside my server before they even see it pop up on Twitter.
Exactly. And think about what that does for your server's reputation. You become the primary source. You're not just a place to discuss the news after the fact. You are the place they go to get the news.
That creates a huge stickiness factor.
Mm.
People won't leave because they might miss something. But here's the other challenge. Growth. Discord is a walled garden. You can't just go viral inside Discord. You need to pull people in from outside.
And that is where the video capabilities come in. The docs are very clear on this strategy. Audio is for depth and retaining current members. Video is for reach and acquiring new members.
We're talking short form, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Reels, the dopamine hits.
Precisely. The API has a specific endpoint. Video creates shorts. It takes a script or generates one, and it produces a 9.16 vertical video.
Now, hold on. Video's hard. What does this actually look like? Is it just like text on a screen? Because that doesn't really work anymore.
No, they've thought about that. It creates what are called faceless videos. You've definitely seen them. It's dynamic stock footage or maybe satisfying gameplay clips like Minecraft parkour or something in the background.
Oh, right. The sludge content that keeps your eyes glued to the screen while someone tells a story.
It works. And the API overlays AI avatars. They have options like professional woman or casual speaker. And it adds auto-generated animated subtitles that pop up word by word.
So it looks like a professionally edited clip.
It looks native to TikTok. And here is where the economics get really, really interesting. The source material does a cost analysis that just blew my mind.
Okay, hit me with the numbers. I love a good spreadsheet moment.
So to produce one manual video, hiring an editor, finding footage, music, doing captions, it can cost anywhere from $50 to $300 per video.
Sounds about right. And if you do daily clips, that's thousands a month. That just kills the budget for pretty much any Discord community.
This API does it for about 400 credits.
Which translates to what, in real money?
On their business plan, it works out to about 4 euros.
4 euros versus $300. That's significant.
That's what we call cost arbitrage. It fundamentally changes your risk profile. It means you can afford to fail. You can run a strategy of creative testing at scale.
Because if you spend $300 on a video and it gets 10 views, you're devastated. You stop. But if you spend 4 euros and it gets 10 views, who cares? You just make another one.
Exactly. A Discord community could run a whole TikTok channel that churns out 3 to 5 videos a day, clips from the podcasts, updates on server events, all driving traffic back to the Discord invite link.
So you have this engine on the outside acting as a funnel, bringing fresh blood into the community.
And since it's automated, it doesn't distract you from the actual job of community management. You know, moderating, talking to members, planning events.
That is the dream. But I want to pivot to the members. Discord is global. I've been in servers where half the chat is in Spanish or Portuguese, and I have no clue what's happening.
Language barriers are a huge friction point. You end up with these segregated channels. The API supports over 50 languages.
50? That's pretty much everything.
It is. And this allows for a workflow that I think is one of the most impressive parts of this whole thing. Imagine a US-based game developer releases a patch note. Usually, non-English speakers have to wait for a fan translation, or they use Google Translate and it gets all garbled.
Right. The sword has been nerfed, becomes the sword is now soft, or something equally useless.
With this API, you can set up a pipeline where that English update is instantly transcribed, translated, and, this is the kicker, resynthesized into audio in Spanish, German, French, and Japanese.
Resynthesized, so it's not just translated text.
No, it's a fully localized podcast. The French channel gets a French audio update at the exact same moment the US channel gets the English one.
That's incredible for inclusivity. Yeah. It actually creates a synchronized global community, not a fragmented one.
And speaking of audio synthesis, we have to talk about the voice cloning feature. This is really powerful for community leaders.
I saw this. This is where you can train the AI to sound like you.
Right. It solves the server owner paradox. People join your server because they like your content, your personality. They want to hear from you. But as the server grows, you have less and less time.
Yeah, I can't record a personal welcome message for 5,000 new members. I'd lose my voice.
But you can record a few minutes of your voice once. The API clones it. Mm-hmm. Then you can have that clone narrate daily updates, welcome messages, whatever.
That is both amazing and slightly terrifying. Does it actually sound like the person?
The reviews in the source material describe the voices as natural, steady, and believable. It captures your cadence.
So it maintains that personal connection. It sounds like me, but it frees me from being chained to the microphone.
Exactly. But I'm glad you brought up the terrifying part, or at least the hesitation, because we have to talk about trust.
Right. Because a lot of AI content is, let's be honest, it's fluff.
Right.
Or worse, it's hallucinated nonsense.
Mm.
If I'm running a serious Discord for developers where code accuracy matters, or for financial advice, I can't have my AI bot lying to people.
That is a very real concern. If you automate garbage, you just get garbage at scale. But the developers seem to be aware of this. They emphasize that content without insight is just noise. That's why they built the deep research engine.
How is deep research different from just asking ChatGPT something? Because ChatGPT makes things up all the time.
The difference is grounding. When you ask a standard LLM a question, it's just predicting the next word based on training data that might be years old. It's guessing. The deep research endpoint uses agents to browse the live web.
So it's actually going out and reading.
It's reading reputable sources. The documentation mentions things like the FT or SEC.gov for finance, and it cross-references claims. It validates the data before it writes anything.
And the output.
Structured data with citations. So for a serious Discord community, you aren't just getting a chatty podcast. You could generate, say, a daily briefing document.
That sounds useful for like an education server.
Imagine a server for medical students. Super high stakes. The API could scour the latest research papers published that day on PubMed, summarize them, cite the sources, and generate a study guide.
It turns the Discord into a learning hub.
Exactly. It moves beyond just chat and becomes a utility, a place where you actually get smarter just by being there. That is high-value retention.
Okay, I am sold on the what. Now I need the how. You said this is industrial infrastructure. That sounds complicated. Do I need a computer science degree to set this up?
Not necessarily. This is the beauty of the modern tech stack. The philosophy is API first, which, yeah, is for developers. But they lean heavily into the no-code ecosystem.
You mean things like Make.com and Zapier?
Exactly. If you haven't used those, think of them like digital Legos. You don't write code, you just drag and drop blocks.
So I could visually build this whole thing?
You'd create a sequence. Block one, when this RSS feed updates. Block two, send the URL to Auto Content API. Block three, send the final MP3 file to this Discord webhook.
The content literally ships itself.
Set it and forget it.
And what about the cost to start? You mentioned the credits, but is there a monthly fee?
They use a credit model, which is smart. You pay for what you use. It ranges from an amateur plan that starts at around 24 euro a month, all the way up to high volume plans.
That's about the price of a couple of Discord Nitro subscriptions. It's accessible.
It's accessible scalability. You don't need enterprise capital to have enterprise capabilities anymore.
So let's zoom out. We started this deep dive talking about burnout, about this impossible task of feeding the beast.
And what we've seen is that the beast can actually feed itself if you build the right machine.
It really changes the definition of a Discord server owner. Mm-hmm. You're not a content creator anymore. You're more like a media mogul. You're running a network.
It connects back to that idea of mental availability. To grow a community, you have to be part of your user's life. By using this API to exist in their ears with podcasts, on their TikTok feed with shorts, and in their channels with research, you become ubiquitous.
You're everywhere, all at once.
And you're doing it with a team of one.
It's impressive. But I want to leave our listeners with a slightly provocative thought. The source material briefly mentioned something called the agentic web.
Yes. This is the frontier. The idea that the web is evolving from humans reading content to AI agents reading content for us.
So if we're using AI to create the content for our Discord servers, and eventually we might have AI agents joining those servers to consume that content.
That raises a pretty fascinating question.
Are we approaching a future where our online communities are populated not just by bots that moderate, but by AI participants that actually create the culture?
That is the big question. If the barrier to creation becomes zero, what happens to the value of the content? I think for you listening, especially the community builders, the challenge is this. If you had infinite production capacity, what would you actually build?
Exactly. Don't just fill the feed because you can. Build something worth automating. Thanks for listening to this deep dive into Auto Content API and the future of Discord. We'll catch you in the next one.
See you there.